Out here, okay, you asked a very good question. You talk, I read up on this shoe you're saying, when an askan person that represents Klal Yisrael has to deal with the Ummah Yisraelam, there's a tradition that a person should do one of two things. Either should study Parshas Vayishlach or should read Parshas Vayishlach. In other words, there's a higher level of advantage is when you're gonna come in contact with a representative of the Ummah Yisraelam, person has to go and meet with a government official for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. What should you say? What should you do? What should your strategy be? What should you say? How should you conduct yourself? So hafeichba dekulba. Every situation is different, of course. What exactly is your agenda? Who are you meeting with? What are the issues? In this parasha, although to the naked eye it may seem that it's very limited in what type of situation you're dealing with, there is a tradition that in this parasha it includes every type of difficult situation where Klal Yisrael has to interact with authorities of the Ummah Yisraelam, which we are under their control to a degree. And hafeichba dekulaba, just to study it again and again and again. And somehow there are going to be details in the Mefarshim, in the Psukim, in the Rashi, in the Targum, and all the Mefarshim that are going to resonate with you through Siyata Deshmaya to give you insight, a game plan, a strategy, how to work with who you need to deal with. That's one approach. Another approach is some people will say, I'm not so sophisticated. I'm a really simple guy. I don't know how to read to understand the depth of what it means. Okay, that's fine. This, I don't know if you want to say it's a segula. Maybe that's the word. It's just read it. Just read the words. Like shnayim mikra v'yecha targum. You're in the car service. You're on the way to meet with the Secretary of Defense. And you're going to have some very important meeting that's going to involve the security of Klal Yisrael. And I'm not so sure what I should say, not say, how things are going to play out. Doesn't matter. Just read the words. Reading the words without any depth of understanding is like a prayer or a segula or some type of expression of emuna. Yeah, and that's it. So they're both correct. I saw this discussion. What exactly does it mean that when a person meets with a government official, he should engage with Parshas Vayishlach? Does that mean he should study it with all the Mefarshim and try to understand what it means and come up with a game plan? Or he'll find Memela, something that resonates with him, which he'll use in his conversation? Yes. The answer is yes. But besides all that, forget about that, when you're in the car service, and you're on the way to meet with a dignitary, there's another dimension of Parshas Vayishlach, a tradition. Just say the words. You understand everything that you say? When you daven, you understand every single word that you say in davening? No. Do you still say the Shemona Esrei? Is there any person that can tell you that they understand every single word of the Shemona Esrei? I don't think so. There's so much depth of understanding of what it means. No one can say they fully comprehend every single word, yet every single day you have emuna pshuta, you daven, you recite the Shemona Esrei as a prayer to Hashem to help you. Same thing. Tehillim also, just saying it. Without understanding. Okay, just the fact that you're saying it itself is an expression of emuna in Hashem that He's going to help me get through this.
Interesting. Tehillim, you would say when you encounter anything.
True. Well, there are different mizmarim which are selected for different events.
Okay, but would you say this parsha, is he going to get worse for a raise? Say a Jewish voice.
No, I don't think so. No. I think it's specifically when you're going to deal with community issues between us and them, and where they have the upper hand. Government is in charge. It's their land. We're only guests in this land. They are in charge. They pay the bills. They keep the electricity going. They provide. And now you have a special need an interest and you want to negotiate, you need siyat ha-shmaya, and this parasha is what provides siyat ha-shmaya, both as far as an approach and a plan, and number two, just the words themselves are potent, like davening a shmone esrei and saying tilim, the words of the parasha themselves have potency to give you siyat ha-shmaya, being matzliach when you engage government in community issues. Okay, now let's go to an idea. In this week, we'll come back to some of the things that we have time later in the beginning of the parasha. This is an idea that I want to get off my chest about in the middle of the parasha. And that is, in this parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives Yaakov Avinu a new name. It doesn't necessarily mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his name, but he gives him a new name. And then, no longer will you be called only Yaakov, you'll be called also Yisrael. Let me read you the exact words of the pasuk. Okay, it's you're not going to be called only, because by this all halacha, when it comes to Avram, there's a prohibition. The name Avram is out, no longer. It's changed to Avraham. When it comes to Yaakov, that's not what it says. It says that you're not going to be called only. You're not going to be called only. Yaakov, let me just find the pasuk. The pasuk is.
Let's see where that pasuk is. A little further on in the parsha. Didn't we come up with a differentiation a week or so ago or whatever? When do we use the word Yaakov?
When do we use
the word Israel?
Correct.
Pertaining to certain
situations.
And the Malach,
Choftes.
The Malach gave a different view.
Choftes, Lamed Beis, Choftes.
Lamed Beis, Pasuk Choftes. Okay, here it is. Thank you very much. But that's by the Malach.
That's the Malach.
Okay, that's the Malach. The Malach. Wait a second, before you have any. Okay, let's go find the Pasuk of Yerushchem. Irshchem, Vayetes Dina Basleya. Am I making a mistake that it's not the sixth parasha? How could that be? What am I saying there? Vayidir Vayevuch Hamor. Okay. Maybe Mashlish. Vayimel Kemal Yaakov Kumle. Vayim Yaakov Obeso. Vinakubinale Vayidnu. Vayisohu. Okay. Vayir. Okay. Here it is. Okay. Here it is. Pasik Perik Perik Lamid Hey Pasik Tes. Perik Lamid Hey Pasik Tes. Vayero Elokim al Yaakov oy bevomi betan Avram vayivarech oyson Hashem blessed him. Vayemo lo Elokim Shimcha Yaakov.
Don't
Lamed Hey Pasuk Tes Perik Lamed Hey Pasuk Tes Vayero Elokim al Yaakov oy bevomi betan Avram vayivarech mipadan Avram vayivarech oyson Vayemo lo Elokim Shimcha Yaakov. Make no mistake, your name shall remain Yaakov. However, in addition, Lo yikorei shimcha od Yaakov. It will no longer be called only Yaakov. Ki im Yisrael yihyeh shemecha. Vayikorei shemo Yisrael. Okay, the main point over here is that he got a change of name. He got a new name. Now here's the question. The Avos, we have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. When it comes to Avraham, who gave Avraham his original name, Avraham? He was originally called Avram. Who gave him that name? Terach. L'chore Terach gave him that name. What happens? Hashem comes along and Hashem says, no longer shall you be called Avram, you shall now be called Avraham. Hashem changed his name. Let's go to Yitzchak. Yitzchak, who gave him the name Yitzchak? Yitzchak, so Vayikra lo Yitzchak, Vayikra lo Yitzchak, it was Hashem. Hashem said, you shall call him Yitzchak. The one that gave him the name Yitzchak was Hashem. Hashem said, you'll have a child, and the name of the child will be Yitzchak. Beferish Apostle, that Hashem instructed that his name shall be Yitzchak. So Hashem gave him the name. Okay. Yaakov, who gave Yaakov the name, the original name Yaakov? It says in the pasuk, "Vayikra lo Yaakov." Rashi says two interpretations. Rashi first says that his father called him Yaakov because Yodoy Uchezes ba'akev Esav, and then Rashi says, "V'yeshem davar acher," Vayikru lo Yaakov, Hashem called him Yaakov. Hashem called him Yaakov, two interpretations. Either Hashem called him Yaakov, or Yitzchak called him Yaakov. Now what happened to Yaakov? Yaakov's name was again changed from Yaakov to Yisrael. So let's analyze, look at the total picture. In the total picture, Avram was called Avram by whom? By Terach. He was given a name by a human being. Something that is done by a human being is not permanent. Human beings are limited in their power, in their existence. So anything that's done by a human being is mundane. So it's not a kasha that his name was changed from Avram to Avraham, because Hashem came along and Hashem, you know, you human beings, you can't do anything, right? You don't know how to do anything. Let me tell you the way it should be. His name is going to be called Avraham. Yitzchak did not get a change of name. That's the pashup shot. Some will tell you that he did. It was called Yitzchak. What's the real name? Is it Yitzchak with a tzadi, or is it with a sin, Yitzchak? But let's not go there, right? Let's learn pashup shot. In the pasuk, it says Hashem instructed that his name shall be Yitzchak. Now, did Yitzchak get a change of name? No, because if Hashem gives you a name, it doesn't change. It doesn't change. A name doesn't change. Hashem gives you a name, it's not going to change. Now, Yaakov did get a change of name. Now, if you learn like Rashi's first interpretation that Yaakov was called Yaakov by Yitzchak, okay, if a human being does something that's not permanent, that's subject to an upgrade, a divine upgrade. But here's the question. If you're going to learn, like the second interpretation of Rashi, that Yaakov got his name from Hashem, Hashem called him Yaakov, in the beginning of Parashas Toldos, let me go to the Rashi to show you, to prove that I'm not making this up. In the beginning of Parashas Toldos, V'ele Toldos Yitzchak ben Avraham, V'yeta Yitzchak l'dechi ki akorohi, V'ye oslo Hashem atarif koisho, V'yishreitzu abonim shnegem v'vidnech, V'yeitze horishoin admoni, next pasuk, V'acharechin yotso ochiv, V'yodoi oichezes ba'akev esav, V'yikro shemoi Yaakov. Rashi, pasuk chavov, Rashi says, V'yikro loy, let me find the pasuk here, V'yot ochiv, ochiv, V'yikro shemoi Yaakov, Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yes.
Omar, atem krisem lib choirechem shame. You call your firstborns a name. Afani yikro libni b'choiri shame. Ha-ho-hu d'chsev v'yikro shmo Yaakov. Period. Dovor acher. Second interpretation. Oviv korolo Yaakov. Al shem achizas he'okev. Okay, so there are two interpretations of Rashi as to who gave the name Yaakov. Was the name Yaakov given to him by his father because of the heel, or was it given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So we learn Pasha Pshat that it was given to him. Sorry, now, if you learn like the first Pshat, that it was given to him by, let me just turn this off because there's some interference. If we learn Pasha Pshat that it was given to him by Yitzchak, a human being. Oh, a human being. A human being is finite. Therefore, it's understandable why he got an upgrade. So what would be the result? Avraham and Yaakov got upgrades. Yitzchak did not get an upgrade. Why? Because Avram, and Yaakov were names that were given by human beings. And because a human being is limited, so that's why they're entitled to an upgrade. Yitzchak got his name by Hashem. Okay, we have to find the pasuk. It's Hashem who said you couldn't call him Yitzchak. If you get a name by Hashem, oh, then there's no possibility. Hashem is infinite. Hashem is MS. There is no possibility for you to get an upgrade if Hashem gives you a name. Hashem gives you a name. This is the DNA. This is the MS. This is who you are. This is your essence. There's no possibility to go higher if this is the name that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you. Okay? It makes that, everything makes sense. Again, Avram and Yaakov got names by human beings. Yitzchak got a name by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we understand why Avram and Yaakov got upgrades from Avram to Avraham, from Yaakov to Yisrael. But Yitzchak that got a name from Hashem, he already got the upgrade. He got the upgrade when he was born. So there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. He got the upgrade. The question is, that's all fine and good according to the interpretation, according to Rashi's second interpretation that says that Yaakov got his name by Yitzchak, by a human being. But how are you going to understand the name, the change of name, according to the first opinion of Rashi in Parshas Toldos that says that Yaakov got his name by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If Hashem gives a person a name, and we have an understanding that a name captures the essence of the person, it defines his neshama, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is on the mark. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't deviate. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he perceives the pure truth. It's final. According to Rashi's first interpretation, Parshas told us, Vayikra lo Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem called Yaakov, Yaakov. How then is it possible for a human being to now be upgraded to the name Yisrael? This is who you are. If Hashem sees fit that you're called a Yaakov, that's it, you're a Yaakov. There's no more room to grow. So I want to suggest, this is not even my vart, it's not my vart. I want to just something a little bit wrong.
You see that sometimes, we see by Eliezer Ibn Abraham, that originally he was called Aurora, and at the end it says
it's Baruch, but it doesn't mean his name changed.
That he changed his essence.
Okay.
From the fact that he was dedicated, devoted to the, and it wasn't Eli. He went ahead and followed Avraham. He intrinsically changed his own essence, and he transformed himself from a
Aror to a Baruch. But did it change his name?
Yaakov also, he intrinsically upgraded himself.
Yes, yes. So that's the answer. You're saying the Vard I want to say. It's not my Vard. This is what it says. But Eliezer is it's an excellent comparison, analogy. But by Eliezer, it doesn't say that his name ever changed.
No, his name, right? But his essence,
he went from an Aror to a Baruch. But that did not change his DNA of getting a new name. A name is something that is
right, so you say, a name is that right. Shows
you
that
can change, but just because you change doesn't mean you can change.
He wasn't to have a name change.
Oh, so why not? Because it would appear that
Yaakov
a name
became the Bechira of us.
He became a new person. It's like, but it would appear that no matter how much you change, you can't change who you are. If Hashem gives Yitzchak never got a name change. This is who you are. Avram got a name change only because his parents didn't understand what they're dealing with. A human being gave him a name. The name they gave him was incomplete because they're not Hashem.
But you also mentioned he didn't lose the old name.
Okay, I don't want to focus on that.
He also had that old name.
Because if Hashem Yaakov gave you that, right.
In other words, Yaakov means he tagged along, he held on to the heel of Esau.
If Hashem gave him the name Yaakov,
he
cannot.
Now he's above. Like Rashi says here, Sar Vinogid. He became Yisrael Sar Vinogid. He no longer was
only
behind holding on to the heel Esav. Now he became above and over. Our national destiny to become Yisrael Sar Vinogid. You know,
correct.
Leader, you know.
If Hashem gave him the name Yaakov, that's not going anywhere. According to Rashi's first interpretation, if Hashem gives you a name, whatever Hashem does is permanent. So the name Yaakov can never disappear because the name Yaakov was given to him by Hashem.
Right. So therefore,
Avram, it was given to him by a human being. So a human being, the name can change. It can go away, have an upgrade. But a name that's given to you by Hashem can never go away.
Right.
So the question though is, but
Yisrael had seven names. Moshe Rabbeinu had all sorts of names. Avi Gador.
Yeah, but those are names that are not necessarily divine names.
The Gemara has a whole list of all the names because of a person's accomplishments in this world.
Correct,
so
but those
got a new name through his accomplishments in this world.
But yet those names that we use to describe Moshe are not necessarily names that were given to him by Hashem.
Right.
Yaakov, the Chiddush is, if Hashem gives a person a name, the assumption is the name is the essence of who the person is. Eliezer was Mahapech from an Orur to a Baruch, but that doesn't change who he is. It doesn't change the name. The name Eliezer remains the same. Yaakov Avinu, if he got the name Yaakov, how could it possibly be that Yaakov can now go from Yaakov and now get another name? That goes against the grain of what a name represents. A name is a person's essence. And yet Yaakov had a divine name, Yaakov, and Hashem now is giving him another name, Yisrael. So the answer is, what Rav Mordechai is saying, but just even on a higher level, on steroids, is that is exactly the succession of each generation. Look at the three generations. The first generation was Avram. Avram started out as a human being in this world. His parents called him Avram. Avram, you're a mortal. You're immortal. You're a nobody. You're just a person. You're just a human being. And his father gave him the name Avram. Avram grew. He grew. By growing, he merited a divine upgrade. From Avram, that was a name given to him, a definition given to him by human beings, to an upgrade of something divine. Yitzchak is the next generation. He already started on a higher level. The next generation, he started out as a divine being. He started out. Don't give him any secular names. Hashem, from the very beginning, we're going to call you Yitzchak. But that's limited, because this is who you are. He never changed. Yitzchak is how he started, and Yitzchak is how he concluded. Yaakov, the Bechir Ha'avos, third generation, he started out with a divine name like Yitzchak, but Yaakov started out like Yitzchak with a divine name, just like he's had a divine name, Yaakov a divine name, but yet he's the third of the others. He's building upon his predecessors. He was able to take even an essence, an identity of divinity of Yaakov that was given to him by Hashem and get another name. So there's a succession. This is succession. Avram starts out with a mundane name, upgrade. Yitzchak already starts out with the upgrade, but it's limited, cannot go to another level. Yaakov starts out with a mundane name. Well, I'm talking with a divine name, already like, but yet is greater than his father in the fact that the name doesn't, this is not the way he remains. He was able to grow even higher and get a second name of Yisrael. There is a progression, in the generations. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, each one built upon the previous generation. The limitation of Avram was how he started out. He got an upgrade. Yitzchak already began with the upgrade. And the godless of Yitzchak was, he maintained it throughout his entire life. Yaakov was the next level where he started out with the divine name and was able to even be greater than his father to go and get a new name, to grow even higher and higher.
An additional name. Because if it's a new name, it's a whole
okay, an additional name. Yitzchak did not get an additional name. Yitzchak was Yitzchak from beginning to end. Don't confuse me with Yitzchak, because that's not in the Torah. He got Yitzchak in the beginning, Yitzchak at the end. Yaakov, it's a divine name, by Yikrulo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, Hashem gave him Yisrael, Lo Yeomer, Lo Yikari, Od Yaakov, Elo Yisrael Yeshemecha. That's an incredible thing. Now, okay, this Vard is not my Vard. I saw this Vard in a very chosh v'sefer. He said, laid out this Vard. Now, what I want to add to that is another question that I saw. I saw a question. Yaakov Avinu, he comes there to meet up with Esav. And then he goes back, Pachim Ketanim, he forgot Pachim Ketanim. He goes back in the middle of the night to retrieve the Pachim. And then what happens? Oh, he meets the Sar Shel Esav. And they wrestle the entire night. Vayeovek ish imoy ad alois hashochar. It comes time to go. Okay? It comes time to go. And what happens? He says to him, Nu, before you go, tell me your name. What? Tell me your name, so that's not my kasha. He doesn't know who he's fighting with. He doesn't know that this is the Sar Shal Esav. Yaakov Avinu, he's going to greet Esav. 400 men is coming with him. He goes behind to get the Pachim Ketanim. He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know. Tell me, before I let you go, tell me, what's your name, by the way? I want to send you a postcard. what's your name? You don't know what your name is? Let's read the pasuk over here. The pasuk over here is, pasuk is, Vayar ki lo yochol loy, Vayiga b'chaf yirechoy, Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov, Behe ovikoy imo, Vayom ha-sholcheini ki yolo ha-shochar, Vayoymer lo yashalecha chokim b'rachtoni, Vayoymer lo v'mash shemecha, and then he says to him, what's your name? Vayoymer, yeah, that was the sar to Yaakov. That's also a kasha. Vayoymer love mashemach. That's also a pella. Okay, Vayoymer Yaakov. That's also. I didn't think about that part. That the Malach asks Yaakov. He doesn't know who he is. That's also a kasha. That's also a kasha. Maybe it ties into what I want to answer. Is that the Malach says, Yaakov's, I'm not letting go until you give me a blessing. So the Malach says, Vayoymer love mashemach. What? What's your name? What's your name? You're fighting with me the whole night. You don't know your address. You're a malach. You're coming to fight with me. You don't know what my name is. Well, you have the wrong address. What kind of crazy, ridiculous question is this? What's your name? No, the Parshat Shad is Vayomer Elov Ma Shemecha. Vayomer, my name is Yaakov. Vayoymer lo Yaakov yomer oid shimcha kim Yisrael. You're going to get a change of name. Ki soriso im elokim v'im anoshim v'atuchol. Now, reverse. Vayishal Yaakov. Vayoymer, now it's my turn. Hagido no shimecha. What's your name? I told you my name. Can you tell me your name? Look, Esav, he always gets the better of Yaakov. And he says, Vayomer, Lomazet Tishalashmi. Why do you want to know what my name is? And Vayivarech Oisoy Shom. Now, what does Rashi on this passage say, Pasuk Lamid? Ke Lomazet Tishalashmi, Ein Lonu Shem Kavua. Mishtanin Shemaisenu Hakolifi Mitzvahs Avoidas Hashlichus Sha'anu Mishtalchim. Our names continuously change. So look what's going on over here. Over here there's a debate between Yaakov and Esav. What is your name? The Malach says to Yaakov, Yaakov, what is your name? Yaakov says, my name is Yaakov. And he says, no, your name is not Yaakov. You're getting a new name. And then Yaakov says to Esav, the Sar Shal Esav, what's your name? Why do you want to know what my name is? I get a new name every single day. Both of them mentioned this idea of changing names. Yaakov, your name is going to change to Yisrael. And when Yaakov says to Esav, what's your name? Why do you ask me what my name is? My name keeps on changing. What's going on over here? A name keeps on changing? The answer is, this is exactly the moment in time where Yaakov Avinu is rising higher than Yitzchak. Yitzchak never merited a change of name because Hashem already gave him the name from the very, very beginning. There's nowhere to go. Yaakov Avinu, after he wrestled, he succeeded and overcame the Sar Shel Esav. The Sar Shel Esav said, you have Kisorisa. Kisorisa im Elokim v'im Anashim v'atuchol v'yem Hashem v'yem Pasuk again. You have prevailed. Im Elokim v'im Anoshim v'atuchol. What does it mean, Im Elokim? So the Targum says, Arei Rav Rivas Kodom Hashem. Before Hashem, V'im guvraya, l'kim he learns, it means mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says, ki sorisa im Elokim, okay, lo Yaakov, lo Yama od Shabrochos bo locha ba okva uver mea, kim besorvigul upon him, v'sofcha HaKadosh Baruch Hu nigla lecha beveskel, umachlev shimcha, okay, let's go further down, v'im okay, he doesn't really say. Rashi does not comment on the word Elohim. Targum is vague, it means before Hashem. So I want to suggest to you a Durush. Elohim over here means Yitzchak. Yitzchak. Anoshim means you've prevailed. Rashi says you've prevailed over Esav and Lavan, but you've also prevailed over your predecessors, people who are divine figures in this world. Yitzchak was given a name by Hashem. Hashem personally named Yitzchak by the name of Yitzchak. Yitzchak was Pachad Yitzchak. He was a divine figure. He's a human being, of course. That's not get carried away. But the word Elohim represents figures of authority, figures of importance. Ad devar Elohim, ad hu Elohim, yavoi devar shenehem. You go to Bezdin. Bezdin is a makom of Torah. A makom, we find the word Elohim, we discussed this week at length. We find the word Elohim being used in reference to authority. Look, it's used by Avodah Zarah also. Lo yelech Elohim achirim al ponai. But many places, the word Elohim refers to a authority figure, especially one that is an authority in the Koich of Torah. Who is the Elohim? Ki sorisa, you have now, at this moment in time, by succeeding, you have prevailed even over your own father and your grandfather. Whereas Avram started out with a mundane name and got an upgrade to a holy name, and your father Yitzhak started out with a holy name and succeeded in maintaining that holiness his entire life, you, Sarisa, you've gone even higher. You started out with a divine name, and you were able, as Mordechai said, to go even greater, to become even greater, and merit a second name. Ki Sarisa im Elo Kim, your father and your grandfather, v'im Anoshim, and over Lavan and Esav, and you've succeeded. When this happened, Yaakov got scared. Because why did Yaakov? We have a principle in this world, and that is, Ze l'uma ze bara Elokim. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu always presents a person with HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives a person free will. Kadosh Baruch Hu always gives a person there's always an equal balance of nisyonos. When Yaakov Avinu realized that he now had the koyach to elevate himself, to go higher and higher, you know what that means? It means that Esav also has that koyach to transform himself into a koyach of evil and a nisyonos. Every generation Esav takes on a new challenge. Every generation, Klal Yisrael rises higher. I know you say that there's something called Niskadnu Hadoros. It's not necessarily, it's a very complicated concept of Niskadnu Hadoros. In every generation, we're weaker and weaker. It's not necessarily true. Not necessarily true. It's true in one dimension of what our in one dimension, but there's another dimension. Every generation is greater than the previous generation. Because every generation has within their neshama the collective experience, the collective success of survival of the previous, spiritual survival of the previous generations. Deep down in our neshamas, maybe in our generation we're not as great chachomim, we don't have minds, and we don't have the yirah shamayim to achieve in the world of ruchnius equivalent to what our predecessors were able to do, but yet built into our neshamas, time, experience, there is something in our neshamas, in our generation, that they did not have in the previous generations. Hindsight, and it's not just hindsight, it's just the fact that Klal Yisrael is one living organism, and Klal Yisrael has gone through so many different eras, so many different events, it's in our neshama. The fact that, that Klal Yisrael as a whole survived the Holocaust is a very powerful lesson that can never be taken away from the neshama of Klal Yisrael going forward. That is an element which makes us in this generation to a degree, okay, even greater than the previous generations, because it's just a reality. They have the, you know, with age, Masha Yase Hazvan Lo Yase Hasechel. Memela, the same way Yaakov Avinu was able to rise up, being that we live in a world of free will and there's always going to be this equal balance, Esav is also able in every single generation to transform himself and present new challenges that our predecessors had no clue of. The challenges of this generation are totally unique. How would our predecessors fear in such a generation? If you go back to the generation, go back 200 years ago, and spring upon them the difficulties, the nisyonos that we have today, how would they survive? Who knows? You're going to say they knew Kol HaRakula, they knew Shas and Paiskin, they were geniuses? So what? What does one thing have to do with another? There are certain nisyonos that we have in this generation that they did not have years ago. How would they have feared those years with the challenge that we have in our generation? No one knows. It's not really fair to say. No one knows, but it's certainly different. It's certainly a different transformation. When Yaakov Avinu was revealed to Yaakov Avinu, that guess what? What is your name? Your name is Yaakov. You think you're like your father? You're not like your father. You're greater than your father. Ki Sorisa, Im Elokim. Your father, he got the name Yitzchak, and that was the name he had when he died. He was still alive at this point in time. But that was the name that he got. You are getting a new name. You've gone even higher. If I've gone even higher, you know what that means? My brother also has gone even lower.
Oh boy.
My brother, Esav, if I go higher, he also transforms himself into a new entity, into a new name. If I'm no longer Yaakov, if I am no longer Yaakov, I've now turned into Yisrael, that means Esav is no longer Esav. Esav is Edom, Esav is Amalek, Esav is Tsar, Esav is Midian, Esav is Moab. Once I'm no longer Yaakov, I've turned into Yisrael, I'm in a lot of trouble. Because if my name is no longer Yaakov, if I'm Yaakov, I know how to deal with an Esav. But if my name is not Yaakov anymore, then who's my enemy? Who's my enemy? Yitzchak had it easy. There was a Yitzchak and a Yishmael. Yitzchak, I have a Yitzchak. I'm Yitzchak. Who's my nemesis? Yishmael. At the end of his life, guess what? He prevailed. When it came to bury Avraham Avinu, who was the one that led the way? Who was the one that went first? Yitzchak went first, and Yishmael was second, because I know thine enemy. Yitzchak started out as Yitzchak. Yitzchak concluded as Yitzchak. Who is Yitzchak's nemesis? Yishmael. Let me study Yishmael. I'll go to school. I'll get a PhD in understanding the ideology, the weaknesses, the vulnerabilities of Yishmael, and I will prevail over my enemy Yishmael. Yaakov, as long as I'm Yaakov, I know how to deal with my nemesis Esav. When the Malach says to me, Yaakov, I got good news and bad news for you. The good news is you're so great. You're greater than your parents, your grandparents. You're no longer Yaakov. Ki sorisa im Elokim v'yamanu shematuchol. That's the good news. You know what the bad news is? The same way you're no longer Yaakov, you're now Yisrael. Your enemies have different names, and you don't even know what their names are.
New challenges.
Yaakov right away. So what's your name? If I'm not, I'll tell you a funny story to bring out this point. You know Rabbi Weinreb, the Tzvi Hirsch Weinreb from the OU, the executive vice president of
emeritus.
So he was a student, a very loyal student to my to my grandfather of Shmuel David Rashavshik. He was a Talmud by Rav Shmuel David. He was very, very close to him. He talks about him. And so he came once. So he came once to be a scholar in residence at my father's shul. He was a scholar in residence for Shabbos. He spoke like 3-4 times. Fantastic. And then at the end of the day, I went over. I said Shalom Aleichem to him. So he looks at me, and he says to me, "Oh, I know your cousin, Meir Yaakov Soloveitchik. Meir Yaakov Soloveitchik is the grandson of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik is a legend, right? Rav Aaron Soloveitchik." So he says to me, "You know your cousin Meir Yaakov. He's a famous rabbi now. He's a famous rabbi in the Spanish Portuguese synagogue. Google him, the Spanish Portuguese synagogue. He's the rabbi." So he says to me, and all the years I'm living in his shadow. Soloveitchik, Soloveitchik, Soloveitchik. You know, he's also the grandson of a Rashavshik, my grandfather. So he looks at me and he says to me, I know your cousin, Soloveitchik. He says to me, he's a real Rashavshik. So I wanted to say to him, maybe I said it, if he's the real Rashavshik, then I'm the real Soloveitchik. You don't like that? No one's here laughing, okay? It was a joke. But that's really what's happening over here in this story. Yaakov Avinu, Esav says, the Sar Shalav says to Yaakov, "Yaakov, what's your name?" What do you mean, what's my name? What kind of crazy question is that? Hashem gave me a name. Hashem gave me the name Yaakov. What do you mean, Hashem? I have a divine name. This doesn't change. Doesn't change. It changes, Yaakov. I got news for you. I don't recognize you. I don't recognize you. You're telling me that you have a divine name that never ever changes? I got news for you, buddy. You no longer look like Yaakov anymore. You no longer look like Yaakov. You look like someone else. You know why? You know why? You've grown so much. You've developed. Those 22 years by Lavan, you've grown into a new person. Ki sorisa im Elokim. You've overtaken your parents and your grandparents. These mighty biblical figures, these divine figures. Avram got a mundane name and went from Avram to Avraham. Your father Yitzchak, he got the name Yitzchak and it's not going to change. But you're even greater. Because you got a divine name and now I don't recognize you. You have a new name, Yisrael. That's the good name. If I'm now the real Rashavshik, who are you? Who are you? That means that my brother, if I have changed. Who's Rashavshik? My grandfather. That was my grandfather's name. My grandfather. He knew my grandfather as a student of my grandfather. Okay, I'll explain the joke a little bit better next time. That's the good news is I've grown, but by growing comes new challenges. If I've grown, I'm not the same person anymore. That means Hashem's gonna. That means that I've already conquered Esav. Esav's long gone and dead. Esav v'im anoshim. I've already conquered Lavan. I've already conquered Esav. But if I'm done with that, but I'm still around in this world, I have a new name. That means there are new challenges coming ahead. Tell me, what are their names? I need to prepare. Who? We have Amalek, Moab, all the whole long list of nations throughout the world, all America, Britain, okay, all these countries. What's their name? I'm not telling you their name. You figure it out. Okay, so this is the sequence of events over here. Appreciation, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, a succession of progression. Okay, we're out of time. I want to tell you one more quick vart.
Go further, you know, God's oracle gives a different reason why they called Yisrael. He says Yisrael.
It's over.
Rashi brings out the Torah. Sar v'dogin. You're called not because you struggled and prevailed.
Okay, that's a different. That's a different thing. That's
a leader and a prince. and
okay, so that's a different okay, you're saying very good, that's a whole different conversation. Okay, all right, so just to conclude, the last Vardy, very, very short. Where did the Malach strike Yaakov Avinu? He struck him in the Gid HaNoshe. And what happened? He could not walk. Why? Why there? Very simple. And this is a very big Musa Haskell. It's because the Malachim, they're jealous of us. What makes the Malachim jealous of man?
They can't walk.
They are, we have mobility. They have no mobility. They have no mobility. It says it in Shemaim, they are oimdim. They stand in one place. They cannot grow. There is no mobility. There is no potential to move higher. A human being is a mahalech, has the ability to continuously grow. When the malach saw that he's losing, his last strike was to try to, he hit him physically, okay, in the leg. But the Yetzirah, that the Yetzirah, the threat, the damage, the everlasting damage that the Malach Elokim did to Klal Yisrael is that we should not grow. Just stay where you are. You learn a Daf Gemara. That's it. Don't try to become greater than you are. We should always be in the Geder Tzoleya Al Yirechai, limping. We can't, there's no mobility to be like the Malachim. He wanted to destroy us, the Malach. They saw he could not destroy us. We can't destroy you, but at least don't be greater than us. The Malach, we're greater than the Malach because we have an ability to grow. They don't. So when the Malach tried to destroy us and he failed, okay, I can't destroy you, but at the very least, don't be greater than us. Be equal to us. Be at Soleil al Yurechai. This is the nisoyin of Klal Yisrael, of every person. The overwhelming nisoyin of every single person is to prevent a person from going higher. It's all nichlal in the Gid HaNoshe Tzoleya Al Yirechai. May we merit to overcome this limitation. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you for listening. Zay Gazon.